Hi, this is Elizabeth Smith-McCrossin, your MLA for Cumberland North. Today is Monday, May the 16th, and my mission as your MLA is to help you rebuild Cumberland North, building on a foundation of truth and justice, determination and dedication, servant leadership, honesty, and empowering all people, every single person. Together, you and I will build on the pillars of our healthcare system, poverty reduction, caring for our Mother Earth, and supporting and building up entrepreneurs and our businesses. I want to start by thanking everyone who contacted me about some of the challenges that you are facing. It is truly an honor for me to assist and serve you. Some of the prevailing topics and issues that I worked on last week included healthcare, housing, domestic abuse, illegal drug activity, the justice system, business supports, roads, culverts, potholes, Nova Scotia power bills, among many other issues. I want to start off by giving a huge, huge thank you and kudos to the people working at the Cumberland Regional Hospital who adapted our emergency department after a significant flood caused by an unstable patient. The flood caused significant damage, and the staff at the hospital had to move the emergency department to ambulatory care department. The emergency department was really only shut down for a very, very small window of time due to the amazing efforts of our staff. Everyone has worked together through these challenges, including nurses and doctors and ward clerks, administration and management. And I want to say a big, big thank you to everyone involved. And I will read the statement that was issued by the government on Friday. It's a public service advisory. And it says, work is underway to repair damage after a flood at the emergency department at Cumberland Regional Healthcare Center in Amherst, which is actually Napan. The emergency department has been relocated within the hospital after a flood caused damage throughout the department and will continue to operate from the temporary space until remediation of the department is complete. It is expected repair work and required renovations may take up to 8 weeks. Renovations include replacing damaged drywall, making necessary improvements, and cleaning and preparing space before equipment can be moved back, and the team can return to the emergency department. During the cleanup and repairs, the original emergency department entrance remains closed. People seeking emergency care during the renovation period must use the hospital's main entrance. Some ambulatory and physician clinics have been temporarily relocated within the hospital to accommodate the emergency department's temporary location. Surgery clinics and ambulatory care procedure rooms have been relocated to the hospital's second floor. Volunteers and door screeners are helping direct patients and visitors to the temporary locations, and new signs have been installed to indicate where services are located. People needing less urgent care are reminded of the Parsboro Urgent Treatment Center at South Cumberland Community Care Center, All Saints Spring Hill Hospital, Collaborative Emergency Center, and the Urgent Treatment Center at North Cumberland Memorial Hospital, which is Pugwash. For general health advice and information, call 811, which is a service offered 24/7 by experienced registered nurses. And Nova Scotia's goal is to resume normal operations quickly and safely, doing everything possible to reduce the impact on patients and the public. So I just wanted to read that today to make sure everybody had that update with our hospital. Those of you that listen to my updates regularly know that our emergency department at Cumberland Regional is actually going to be renovated and there's going to be an expansion. And it's unfortunate. We were hoping that possibly with this flood damage that maybe that expansion and renovation could be expedited and moved up quickly. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like that's going to happen, although we do have a few people working behind the scenes trying to push for that. Right now, the planning was expected to be done this fall with construction to begin probably not till next year. So we'll keep you updated on that as more information comes. There continues to be a significant number of beds closed, inpatient beds closed at Cumberland Regional Healthcare Center. And the main reason that's given for this is shortage of staff, shortage of registered nurses, as well as licensed practical nurses. So I'm calling on everyone in the community to help us to recruit registered nurses and licensed practical nurses. If you know of any family, friends, acquaintances that are graduating this spring, this summer, or that are working away that we could convince to come back home to Cumberland, please do so and help us. We want all of our beds to be open at our regional hospital, which will help the backlog and help reduce the number of people that have to stay admitted on a stretcher in the hallway. And it will also help to reduce the offloading long wait times by paramedics and ambulances. So the whole healthcare system is all very interrelated. So when one part is struggling, it often causes a domino effect. So if you know of any nurses that we could possibly hire back here, please encourage them to reach out and contact the Nova Scotia Health Authority. I'd also ask for them to please contact me, and I can help forward their resume to the local manager. One of the challenges of the healthcare system has been sort of an ineffective central management system. And Premier Houston had campaigned on healthcare, and one of the things that he talked about changing was this centralized management and bring back local decision making. Unfortunately, we haven't seen that yet, but I am hopeful that he will stick to his word and make that happen. But in the meantime, if you know of any nurses, please get them to send their resume to myself, and I will make sure that it's sent to someone here locally. We've had some problems in the past where people have applied, sent their resumes through the central system, and not always have gotten a response. Of course, that doesn't help us here at Cumberland Regional if we have people applying and they're not getting a response through email or phone. So we need to do everything we can to get more nurses, registered nurses, licensed practical nurses back home here in Cumberland, working at our hospital, get every single one of our inpatient acute care beds back open. We also need more people working in our nursing homes. So we have several nursing homes here in Cumberland County. In the area that I represent in Cumberland North, we have East Cumberland Lodge in Pugwash. We have Shanax, Northumberland Hall, and we have Gables. And my understanding is that all three of these long-term care facilities are looking for staff. So if you're a continuing care worker, if you are somebody that would like to do personal care, my understanding is they can help train you as well. And it's incredible, incredible rewarding work. One of my very first job outside of the dairy farm in Linden was providing personal care at East Cumberland Lodge, and what an honor that was. And I learned so much, and it definitely helped me to know that I was going into the right field when I decided to study nursing and become a registered nurse. So that was the beginning of my nursing career. And at that time, Dr. Blakey, who was also only a couple years older than me, him and his wife, Heather, were also working in there the couple of summers that I worked there. So something to consider if you're looking for work or you're looking for a change, our nursing homes are in need of new staff. And one of the reasons I'm sharing this in my update today is, again, one of the things affecting our acute care hospitals is we have several people. The numbers vary depending on who you ask, but definitely over 10 people in our inpatient acute care beds at the hospital that are actually don't require acute care medicine. And the only reason they're in our hospital is because there's currently not a bed for them in the long-term care facilities. And my understanding is there's actually quite a few beds available in our nursing homes, but the nursing homes don't have enough staff to staff them. So this is, again, it's all a domino effect. So if our nursing homes could take all of the patients that are waiting for nursing home placement that are currently in our hospital, that would open up at least 10 more beds to the people that are coming in through our emergency department people like with kidney stones or people that require surgery that need a bed post-surgery. There's many reasons why people have to get admitted into hospital. So right now, a very large number of our inpatient acute care beds are filled with people that are waiting for a nursing home bed. So again, you can see the domino effect. When those inpatient beds are filled with people waiting for nursing homes, people that require an inpatient acute care bed end up being on a stretcher in the hallway because there's no bed for them. And then ambulances come to the hospital with people requiring urgent medical care. The paramedics cannot offload those beds because the hallway is full of people on stretchers who need to be admitted, but there's no bed for them. So then the paramedics end up waiting for many, many hours because they can't offload this patient. They have to stay with them to make sure they're supervised. And then someone in the community may call 911 because they need an ambulance due to a medical emergency, and the ambulance cannot get to them because they're stuck at the hospital because they can't offload the patients that they've brought there. And then in the community, when someone's having a medical emergency, if the ambulance does not come in a timely manner, then sometimes there are, you know, very detrimental effects of that. And we've seen that happening more and more throughout the province, but definitely here in Cumberland County, where there have literally been no ambulances available when people are calling 911. So there is a domino effect. Everything in our healthcare system is interrelated, and we're always looking for ways of trying to alleviate the pressures and fix these problems. And there is a solution. People that say healthcare system can't be fixed, I completely disagree, because every situation we can look, especially nurses and doctors and ward clerks and people that are working in the system, they have the solutions, and there is a solution for every problem. So I believe completely that Nova Scotia can have a world-class healthcare system. We just need to all work together collaboratively to get the problems fixed. And I'm calling on you today to help us, to help me. And one of the things we can all do together is to get more registered nurses and licensed practical nurses, continuing care workers, personal care workers back working in our healthcare system. And on that note, later today, I'll be doing a draw. Yesterday was the end of Nurses Week, National Nurses Week. And I had put out a call for all nurses to enter a draw, and I'll be doing a couple of draws and giving out prizes as a thank you to our nurses for the incredible work that they have done, especially during this pandemic. It's certainly not been easy, and recently the numbers of COVID patients as well as staff with COVID has really, really increased with the loosening of the public health restrictions, and this latest COVID variant Omicron is very, very transmissible, very high transmission rate. So you probably all listening know of many people that either have COVID right now or have had it in the last couple of months. So it's affected our hospital staff equally the same as the public. So I talked a lot about healthcare today. I'm going to talk for a few minutes about housing. There continues to be huge pressures on housing and housing needs. And we're experiencing this here in Amherst, in Pugwash, throughout all of Cumberland County, Nova Scotia, all of Canada. But there's no question Nova Scotia has a significant housing shortage, even higher than other parts of Canada. I'm really pleased to say that one of our local entrepreneurs is helping to solve that problem. And last week I had the honor of going to Crossroads, which is a business owned by Lee Weir in Pugwash. And he, not very long ago, took over an old abandoned industrial building outside of Pugwash, just to the right of the Pugwash Fire Department. And he is a going concern. It's just so inspiring, I have to say, as a former businesswoman, to see him, to see his energy, to see his ideas, and to see this growing, exponentially growing business. And About a year and a half ago, and then in the fall, I had several meetings with the public, with developers and contractors, to talk about the housing needs and the demands for more housing, and to see what could we do here locally to meet those needs. And we have several projects on the go. And what Lee and his team did at Crossroads in Pugwash is they started building microhomes. So we've seen a really incredible example in Fredericton where there is called Tiny Homes Project, and tiny homes were built for those people that were struggling with homelessness. So Lee started building called microhomes, and they're 16 feet by 64 feet. He's also done 14 feet by, I believe, 44 feet in size. He already, I believe, has orders for over 30 of them. They shipped out their first one last week, and another two will be ready this week. And he can hardly keep up with the demand. So hats off to our local entrepreneur, Lee Weir. Love his spirit, love his determination, and he's got great staff. If you're looking for work, many employers around Cumberland County are looking for employees, including Lee, and he has jobs available in carpentry. He said he even needs someone to help sweep the floors. He needs people in retail and sales. So if you're interested, please reach out, and you can call Lee at his business. You can ask for Nancy Burgess Graham. She is working very closely with Lee. So I wanted to share a good news story with you of somebody that's actively working to improve the situation for housing here in Cumberland County. We have other entrepreneurs, developers, and contractors that are also working on some new housing projects, and I look forward to seeing some of those projects getting going in the near future. We have many other businesses that have certainly had a challenging time through the pandemic, and I encourage you to do everything you can to support our local businesses. We have some new businesses that have opened up, including an existing business that moved from Halifax, moved here to Cumberland County, the Maritime Tartan Company, and they're opened up downtown right beside Dale's Department Store or Dale's Grand Market. And take a chance or take a moment to go stop in and see Sherry and Dale. They're a great couple. We're so happy to have them here in the town of Amherst and in Cumberland North. And look forward to welcoming more new businesses to our area. I'm continuing to have people contact me with concerns that their Nova Scotia power bill is not accurate since they've had a smart meter installed. And if that is the case, please have your concern heard by Nova Scotia Power. They have a dispute officer. And if you have your dispute heard and they give a response that you're not happy with, please then contact the Utility and Review Board, the UARB, and they have an appeal process that you can follow to have your concerns heard as well. So certainly I am concerned, as your MLA, if you feel that your power bill, your electricity bill, is not accurate. I've heard some very alarming stories where their people's bills have doubled and they weren't even there. They were down south for a couple of months, and those kinds of examples. So if you're interested in learning more about how to appeal your Nova Scotia power bill, if you believe that it's inaccurate, you can look on my Facebook page for the contact information. You can call my office, and I will send you those links. My office number is 902-661-2288. And on that note, please be patient with me. My incredible constituency assistant, Dan Gould, was on vacation last week and also is on vacation this week. So I'm handling everything myself. My legislative and communications assistant, Kate Saxton, works out of the Pugwash office, and she's been assisting me where she's able to when it comes to legislative work. But if you leave a voicemail message, my goal is to get back to everyone within 24 hours, as well as emails. Some days I get literally 250 emails, so if I don't respond right away, I will get to you. It just might take me an extra few hours where I don't have my assistant. Looking at the world news, it's certainly challenging when we see what happened this past weekend in Buffalo. 10 people dead and 3 people wounded from a gunman. And we know tragedy. I just want to send out our sympathies and our thoughts with the people of Buffalo and everyone affected from that shooting. And we're still feeling the effects here, and we will feel the effects long into the future of our mass shooting here in Nova Scotia that happened 2 years ago. And right now, many of you may be following the mass shooting casualty commission and the public inquiry and the study of the RCMP's response to that mass shooter, the mass casualty here in Nova Scotia. And we'll be watching that closely. And I am hopeful that it will be done properly and that the findings will help lead to improvements in law enforcement here throughout all of Nova Scotia, including here in Cumberland County. I also want to let you know that we'll be having a meeting today at 4:30 right here in the Business Innovation Center to talk about how we can help support families from the Ukraine that have come here to Cumberland County. We have a couple of families already, and I'm sure there will be more to come. And together, we will work with Jan from the Cumberland YMCA and make sure that we're providing all the support that we can. So I'll certainly be updating everyone in the weeks to come about any activities that we will be organizing to help support our Ukraine refugee families, as well as other people that have immigrated here to Cumberland County, and make sure that we are providing all the support that we can so that they feel welcome and that they have all of their needs met. I would like to send out birthday and anniversary greetings to anyone that's celebrating this week, including my beautiful niece, Olivia Fahey. Today is her birthday. And tomorrow, John Collicutt, Pam Roberts, and Alicia Clark are celebrating birthdays. On Wednesday, my dear father, Leon Smith, many of you listening will know my father. He continues to work like he's 35 years old. He's quite a man, quite a hard worker. And please, if you happen to see my dad, Leon, this week, wish him a happy birthday. And Crystal Frum, her birthday is Wednesday as well. On Thursday, Franny Hubbard from Art of Eating Deli downtown is celebrating a birthday. So please stop in. I'm sure the best birthday present that you could give Fran would be to stop in and purchase some of the incredibly tasty food that she makes. Also on Thursday, Kendra LeBlanc is celebrating a birthday. On Friday, David Downey. And on Saturday, Charlie York is celebrating a birthday. And Charlie has a beautiful boutique, a beautiful women's clothing store inside of Dale's Grand Market downtown Amherst. Please stop in and also say happy birthday to Charlie on Saturday. And again, I'm sure the best birthday present you could give her would be to support her and her business. Also, Barry McLeod is celebrating a birthday on Saturday. I would like to send my sympathies to anyone who has lost a loved one recently, including the family and friends of Lorna Rayfuse, Jean Madeline Duggan, as well as Kevin Burnett, and anyone else that has lost a loved one at this time. Please accept my sympathies. I would like to say thank you to Mr. Ron Bickle and CFTA 107.9 for providing me with this opportunity to provide you with my weekly constituency update for Cumberland North. And as I close off today, I would like to send out a huge congratulations to all of the university graduates. I'm seeing lots of pictures online. Blake Thompson, there's so many other young people. Most of them are the ages of my children who are adults now. And it's just great to see families and friends celebrating this accomplishment. And it's not easy. It is certainly not easy getting a university degree, especially over the last 2 years with this pandemic. There's been online classes, online learning. It's been a challenge not to be in the classroom and face-to-face. But if you've graduated, that means you've persevered and you've pushed through those challenges and you've succeeded. So hats off to you. And I want to say not only congratulations, but best wishes and for your future, and keep your dreams alive. Never give up. Set your goals and set your goals high and seek to achieve them. And if something is in your heart, and you believe it's right, and you believe that is the path you are meant to be on, don't let anyone tell you differently. It's funny. I think back to my grades, I believe it was grade 10, 11, 12, I was determined I wanted to be a registered nurse. And it's hard to believe, but I actually had several people tell me that was not the path for me. But I knew in my heart it was. And I pushed through. I was very determined. And I did it. And I have no regrets. 32 years now I've been a registered nurse, and I've worked in just about every field, whether it's long-term care, acute care, operating room, public health, teaching at NSCC, and now serving as your MLA and trying to impact healthcare in a positive way, still as a registered nurse. So whatever your dreams are, keep pushing through all the challenges, and don't give up. Never, ever give up. So congratulations again to all of our graduates, and please accept my best wishes. Take care of yourselves, everyone, and have a great week. Bye-bye.